Listen, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Breaking news at this hour, there could soon be less of this. Because a deal's been reached that could end the nurses' strike at Montefiore Medical Center in New York City. The tentative agreement with the nurses' union includes a 19.1% raise and a promise to hire more than 170 additional nurses. No agreement yet with nurses who were on strike against Mount Sinai Hospital in the city. CBS News has learned that more documents marked classified, dating from President Biden's tenure as vice president, have been found at least one additional location. More from CBS's Arden Farhi.
The discovery was made after lawyers for Mr. Biden found the first batch of roughly 10 documents at a private office in Washington, D.C. on November 2nd. It is not clear when or where the additional documents with classified markings were found. The U.S. attorney charged with investigating the Biden documents is aware of the additional material and has explored the possibility that sensitive documents could be at other locations.
An FAA computer outage Wednesday forced the cancellation or delay of more than 10,000 flights. CBS's Chris Van Cleve talked about it with Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
You've been very critical of the airlines and their operational challenges.
Yep.
Are you going to be as critical of DOT here? Because this was a failure on your watch of your systems.
We're going to own it, we're going to find it, and we're going to fix it.
Do people need to worry about another failure like this tomorrow?
Well, what people need to know is that we will not allow anything to take place that is not safe. But this is precisely why our focus right now is on understanding, identifying, and correcting anything related to the root cause of how this happened in the first place.
People all over California are cleaning up the damage caused by weeks of torrential rains. CBS's Elise Preston is in suburban Los Angeles.
So as workers get a break from this rain right now, they're trying to get to the places that cause safety issues. So right now they're cleaning up roads across the state. They're trying to get to places that have been blocked by landslides, by mudslides. We've seen quite a bit of that.
If you're happy and you know it, it could lead to better health in your later years. More on a new study from CBS's Matt Piper.
Teenagers who feel loved, happy, or optimistic are in better health when they're in their 20s and 30s. The American Heart Association study says the link was especially strong among Black youth, that the way they feel about their lives in a positive way may just help prevent cardiometabolic disease as adults.
The National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund says far fewer police officers died on the job in the U.S. last year than in 2021. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation.
Yes.
With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which
Correct.
Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms.
Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
We have a full hour with Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley.
Yes, thank you for having me. It's so glad to be in studio.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
You know, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, whether you are a union member or business owner, picking up your garbage has no partisan lines. Making sure people can get to and from work shouldn't have partisan lines.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on The Shaw.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. He sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself.
For many military veteran caregivers, their caregiving journey starts earlier in life and lasts longer. Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him
Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the second hour of our program. My op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is titled, In the New McCarthy Era, This Column Could Get Me Thrown in Jail. And which is exactly what happened to Ring Lardner Jr. Back in the day. And nine of his colleagues in Hollywood who, you know, were most of them were screenwriters and authors. And they refused a subpoena to testify before Congress about their communist affiliations. And as a consequence, they all went to prison for a year. This was that was the House Un-American Activities Committee. I'm arguing in this piece that the HUAC, as it was called, they were rolling along 3 years before Joe McCarthy really popped into public view. In 1950 was when they threw those guys into jail. 53 was the year, as I recall, that Joe McCarthy held his. It wasn't even a hearing where he began. He started out. He was giving a speech to a women's group in Ohio County, West Virginia, in Wheeling, West Virginia. In fact, it was called the Ohio County Women's Republican Club. And this was the first of a 5-city tour that ended in Salt Lake City. And in February of 53, this was in February of 1950. So it was the late 40s that HUAC was doing what it was doing, 47. Forgive me for being off by a couple of years. Anyhow, there in February 9th, 1950, Joe McCarthy is giving this speech. And at that point in time, he was like an unknown, obscure senator from Wisconsin in his first term. He was elected in 48. And so, he'd been in office for 14 months at that point, 13 months. And so he pulls out this random piece of paper from the inside pocket of his sports coat and waves it around and says, I have here in my hand a list of 205 known communists in the U.S. State Department. And all the women in the Women's Republicans Club of Ohio County, West Virginia were like, oh, really? Oh, no. He visited four other cities. Now, I think it's important to note that at that point in time, there was a fairly broad consensus across American society that communism, at least the form that it took in the Soviet Union, was a real threat. I mean, keep in mind, this was just 17 years after the Holodomor, after Stalin had starved 4 million Ukrainians to death. This was as Stalin was, building gulags and imprisoning people and murdering anybody who spoke up against him. The so-called communist miracle had been revealed by this point to be basically a brutal anti-democratic tyranny. And the Soviet Union had just exploded their first nuclear weapons 6 months before McCarthy gave this speech. And 6 months later, in June of 1950, the Russians, with help from the Russians, North Korea would invade South Korea, kicking off the Korean War. So this was a point in time where when you said that somebody was a communist, you were essentially saying, you know, they're sleeping with the enemy. They're on the wrong side. And so when McCarthy said that there were 205 communists in the State Department, it made national headlines. Now, in his subsequent four cities on this tour, now, McCarthy was a fulminating alcoholic. In fact, he died of alcoholism in May of 1957. May 9th, 1957 was the last day he drew a breath on this earth from liver failure, from his drinking, in all probability. But he changed the name, the number. He started out saying it was 205, and then he went down to 57. And then, by the time he got to Salt Lake City, along the way, he had said various numbers, including 81. But he never actually named a single communist. Never did. And that famous hearing, by the way, that everybody remembers, where Joe Welsh said, "Have you at last no decency, sir?" That was not his permanent committee on investigations. That was a whole separate thing. It's kind of an interesting backstory, by the way. I don't talk about it in my article, but Roy Cohn was Joe McCarthy's right-hand man, the guy who later became the mentor to Donald Trump. And Roy Cohn was gay, and his lover, whose name I believe was Shine, I could be wrong, it might have been Shine, was the guy that was representing the Army. I'd have to go back and look at one of the articles from that time, but Roy Cohn's lover tried to get out of being drafted for World War II, and he got drafted anyway. And well, actually, this was even after World War II. He got drafted anyway. The draft was still going, and Cohn was furious about this. And so McCarthy, on behalf of Roy Cohn, convened what were referred to as the Army McCarthy hearings, where Joe McCarthy tried to intimidate members of the military, members of the Army, because he was, you know, trying to get revenge for Roy Cohn's boyfriend. And that was the moment when the famous, "Have you no decency at last, sir?" Well, that's, in my mind, that's exactly what Jim Jordan is up to. Is the exact same thing, that what they are trying to do, what they will be doing, mark my words, is intimidating, threatening, you know, using bluster and the threat of imprisonment. Like I said, you know, the Hollywood 10 went to jail, they went to federal prison for a year. Is intimidating people into going along with this Republican agenda. Or going along with, you know, this Republican turn toward fascism here in the United States. I mean, you know, Ring Lardner Jr., what he wrote was, quote, "One of the first acts of the Republicans who took control of Congress in 1946 for the first time in 20 years was to convert a temporary committee, UAC, which had been investigating fascist sympathizers during the war, into a permanent committee concentrating on the left." Boom, off goes Ring Lardner to prison. And so, you know, here I am pointing out the same thing that Jim Jordan, the same Jim Jordan who talked with Donald Trump multiple times during the insurrection and then refused to speak to the January 6th committee about what Trump told him about the substance of his conversations with Trump. That Jim Jordan is going to be the chair of this committee. Just consider how this could play out. Back in April of 2009, the FBI published a report. Now, this was 4 months into the Obama presidency. The FBI published a report titled "Right-Wing Extremism, Current Economic and Political Climate Fueling Resurgence and Radicalization Recruitment." This followed by 1 year, a similar report on left-wing extremism that the FBI had put out. Now, both of these reports were prepared by the Department of Justice under President George W. Bush. This one just happened to get released as Obama had just come into office a couple months earlier. And the right went nuts. John Boehner said the report was, quote, "offensive and unacceptable." And he was outraged that it used the word terrorist to, quote, Boehner, quote, to describe American citizens who disagree with the direction Washington Democrats are taking our nation. And that, you know, I mean, that's a fairly mild response. I mean, Boehner didn't threaten anything, but he said this is terrible. And so, you know, Obama pulled the report. But imagine today if somebody in the FBI put together a report on right-wing extremism. This committee would have the employees, the federal employees, dragged before them. Those individual people who worked on the report would have their names outed, their addresses outed, their homes would be surrounded by right-wingers with guns, their lives would be threatened, their lives would be turned upside down. As happened to over 2,000 people before Joe McCarthy's Permanent Committee on Investigations. Over 2,000 federal employees lost their jobs because they got dragged before Joe McCarthy's committee and were tainted thus as being suspected of being communists. And this is exactly, in my mind, you know, I might be wrong and I hope I am proven wrong on this. But I don't think I am. This is exactly what Jim Jordan and the Republicans are planning on doing with this new committee to investigate the weaponization of the federal government. Is they are trying to create a zeitgeist. They're trying to create a widespread fear among federal government employees, particularly in the FBI, about any kind of investigation or any kind of public statement or any kind of report or any kind of work at all that might reflect poorly on Republicans in Congress who have participated in sedition and treason.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And of course, if they really repeat what HUAC and McCarthy did, they'll start coming after people like me too. Maybe you next.
Vet bills piling up? Temporary prescriptions not cutting it? When your pet has an unscratchable itch, dull coat, or fur loss, you do everything you can to help. But the truth is, these issues start with their food. Sometimes pets just need a little something to balance out their bowl. Dinobite nutritional supplements add essential nutrients to mealtime to support a healthy digestive tract, skin and coat, and immune system. Because when your pet is their healthiest self, they're also their happiest self.
We were at a loss until we tried Dynavite. After just a few weeks, Maggie stopped all the itching and shedding. She had a healthy, shiny coat. Just a huge relief for all of us, but especially Maggie.
Try it before you buy it. Go to Dynavite.com to get your 15-day free trial.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is The Hidden History of Monopolies, How Big Business Destroyed the American Dream. And next spring you'll see The Hidden History of Oligarchy, The Rise of the Hard Right. That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at TomHartmann.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartmann's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartmann's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species.
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. I'm starting the new year just the way I finished it, with one great night's sleep after another, thanks to our Cozy Earth bedding. They are the softest, most comfortable sheets ever. Cozy Earth was founded to help transform lives by offering the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding in the world. And with over 5,000 five-star reviews on their website, they're clearly doing just that. Cozy Earth uses only luxury material, such as the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. No wonder Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. And Cozy Earth bedding, which comes in six awesome colors, is super light, super soft, lightweight, and temperature regulating, so you sleep more comfortably year-round. Whether it's their luxury sheets, loungewear, pajamas, or plush bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Plus, Cozy Earth bedding comes in a beautiful reusable canvas tote. So get cozy now. Hurry, save 35% on Cozy Earth. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, and save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com. And welcome back. There's still a lot going on in the world, right? Will we find out about all the promises and threats that McCarthy has made to get his hands on the gavel? This is an interesting one. There's apparently a three-page addendum to the House rules, which is a secret, or it's just, you know, a secret agreement, whether it's handshake or print or written. Congressman Pocan referenced this at the very beginning of the previous hour. And McCarthy has now, he has said, quote, there is no official document or three-page addendum. But, you know, he uses the word official. I don't know if that's a weasel word or if he just means that this was all, these were all handshake deals. But Republicans are saying that they've seen it in writing. Axios, following up on reporting from Punch Bowl News, confirmed that, quote, multiple GOP aides and members have seen the document. The National Republican Congressional Committee Chair, Richard Hudson, the Republican from North Carolina, says he's seen it. And apparently it divides up some of the most senior committee chairs and positions to a variety of the whack jobs and insurrectionists, although it apparently doesn't name them. But everybody knows who is being talked about, right? And CNN reports that there's a document flying around K Street that's all about this stuff. Representative Nancy Mace, who is in a swing district, a Republican from South Carolina, she has been calling this a mess. She said it's essential that McCarthy lay this out. She said, this is a quote, she said, we won't know how it shakes out until the House GOP steering committee does its thing. That's the committee that passes out the assignments. But she would like to know. And, you know, geez, so would I. Meanwhile, Republicans who voted to overturn the 2020 election apparently are going to get these top committee posts. This is from Yahoo News. The 11 Republicans who, out of the 17 members tapped as chair posts. Now, being a chairman of a committee or a chairperson for a committee is a huge deal. And of the 17 committee chairs that have been appointed so far, and I believe this is all of them, 11 of them voted to overturn American democracy, to end American democracy and install Donald Trump as America's first dictator. That was Mike Rogers of Alabama, Jody Arrington of Texas, who's on chairing the Budget Committee, Mike Rogers chairing Armed Services, Virginia Fox chairing Education and Workforce, Mark Green of Tennessee chairing Homeland Security, Jim Jordan chairing the Judiciary Committee, Roger Williams of Texas chairing Small Business, Sam Graves of Missouri chairing Infrastructure and Transportation, Mike Bost of Illinois chairing the Veterans Committee, Jason Smith of Missouri, chair of Ways and Means, and Frank Lucas of Oklahoma for Science, Space, and Technology. And, of course, as I mentioned, Jim Jordan. So these are the people who voted to end democracy in America, and now they are running the most powerful committees in the United States. This is the what we have now. Meanwhile, George Santos, the Republicans in the county out on Long Island that he represents, I realized last week I said, or maybe it was earlier this week, I said he was from upstate New York. I was wrong. I misspoke. He represents part of Long Island. And the Republicans from that county, from that area, from that district, congressional district, this morning held a press conference in which they said this guy needs to resign. So NBC reporters tracked down George Santos and said, you know, your own party in your own district just called on you to resign. Are you going to resign? And he said, no. Of course, the guy is shameless. But they're looking into his, in particular, his campaign contributions. You know, how did he get the $700,000 that he loaned himself when he was, you know, being thrown out of his apartment and was broke? Where'd that money come from? There seems to be a guy connected to a Russian oligarch in here. And then there's a whole bunch of expenses for $199.99, which is one penny below the $200 that the law requires you to keep receipts on and report. Meanwhile, Donald Trump just sent out an email just hours ago that says, all you need to know is that the January 6th committee lied and covered up the truth, and I need you to send me money now.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Yep, he's fundraising on the January 6th committee. It doesn't get weirder than that. We'll be right back.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse.
Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief, a tentative agreement has been reached between striking nurses and management at Montefiore Medical Center in New York City. Henrietta Osai has objected to the number of nurses at the hospital.
There's not enough nurses to care for the amount of patients that we currently have. With that said, it impedes on the care that the nurse provides to the patient.
An update now on those documents with classified markings linked to President Biden. CBS's Adriana Diaz.
CBS News has learned that documents marked classified from Joe Biden's tenure as vice president were found at least one additional location.
An FAA computer outage Wednesday morning affected flyers throughout the country, including Ashley McLeod in Richmond.
It's crazy that it's affected this many flights, this many people. It was about an hour drive here. And probably like maybe 45 minutes into that drive, we realized that it was going to be delayed for a couple hours.
CBS News Brief, I'm Christopher Cruz.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's your mind, Gina Beauclair?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really missed you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's your mind, Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. A Shiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on Sirius XM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program.
If you choose to believe Google, then all you need to do to surf the internet privately is turn on their incognito mode in your browser. And we're supposed to trust these guys with solutions to our online privacy? No, it doesn't matter what browser mode you use or how often you clear your browsing history. Your internet service provider, your ISP, can see every single website you've ever visited, and they can even sell your data to anybody they want, thanks to Donald Trump and Ajit Pai. That's why I use ExpressVPN to keep my online data secure and private. I've been using ExpressVPN for years because they make sure that my ISP and third-party trackers can't see my online activity and location. They do that by rerouting my connection through a secure encrypted server. ExpressVPN is also the fastest and most trusted VPN in the market. So protect your online activity today with the VPN that I trust to keep me private. Visit expressvpn.com/Tom. T-H-O-M, and you can get an extra 3 months free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to learn more. 35 minutes past the hour. Welcome back to the second hour of our program and picking up your phone calls on all the various things that we've talked about today. T-Rez in Mount Shasta, California. Hey, T-Rez, what's up?
Hey, listen, I was listening about talking about IRS agents and how they're complaining that they're going to hire more. I want to ask you, has anybody out there ever gotten a letter with call this number and you end up waiting forever, or gotten a letter that says respond to this and then you wait weeks? I'm saying, gee, I'd sure like it if they had more IRS agents.
Yeah, the customer service at the IRS is pretty abysmal from everything I've heard. I've never been audited, but from everything I've heard, in large part because every single time we get Republicans in charge of Congress, they've cut the IRS's budget. And they've cut it to the point where the IRS basically can't audit really, really rich people anymore. They just don't have the resources. What's so bizarre is that, you know, they allocated $80 billion in the last budget for the IRS, which kind of just brings it up to where it normally was maybe 20 years ago in terms of staffing, which was still arguably understaffed. And the Republicans took that total amount, that $80 billion, divided it by the annual salary of an IRS agent and said this, and came up with this number, 87,000, and said, they're going to put 87,000 agents on the street, like they're coming for you, right?
Oh.
There's not that many rich people in America. There's not that many billionaires. There's only 700 of them there. They got 87,000. Well, actually, they're only going to hire a couple thousand at the most, new agents. I mean, a lot of this money is going to go into upgrading their computer system, replacing their computer system, all kinds of stuff. Go ahead.
So, but not everybody's being audited. Sometimes people just want advice or have questions, or when you're doing your taxes, you want to know about a form. And so I look forward to them having more people to answer the phone.
Yeah, I agree. It's important and useful, particularly when you're trying to do your taxes at the end of the year, to be able to get somebody on the phone and get an answer. Amen. T-Rez, thank you. Thank you for that. Joni in Red Bluff, California. Hey, Joni, what's on your mind today?
Hi, thanks so much for answering, Tom. Well, while I was waiting and then Annalise came on, I got a different question.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to suggest for her, this is the woman that's going to run for Senate, I think, or City Council in Seattle. If she wanted to hit the ground running while she's working on this website, I would suggest to her creating a Facebook group page.
Oh, that's a great suggestion.
And start getting support and say that she'll be announcing the website, on her Facebook page. So if she's listening or anybody else that wants to run for anything, that's a great medium.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And a lot of members of Congress, a lot of people running for even local elective office, which is what she's doing, do just that. They use Facebook pages. And thank you for the reminder. I should have thought of that and suggested it. That's a good one. Johnny,
Not only that, I'm in California, and I was friends with Katie Hobbs on Facebook from Arizona. You know, it just gives you more breath. You don't have to be from that state.
Yeah.
So anyway, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Joni. Arthur in Bainbridge Island, Washington. Hey, Arthur, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, Tom, do you think the Republicans on this committee to investigate the investigators can give him immunity for the testimony of these congressmen and others who are being investigated by the DOJ? I think back in the Iran-Contra days, Ollie North's conviction was overturned because he'd been given immunity.
Right.
And I don't think they'd mind coming before some phony hearing and spilling the beans, you know, about what they did, which would just enhance their reputation with their followers, but it would
interesting.
That caused the DOJ to drop any charges or investigation.
So, Arthur, what you're suggesting, which hadn't occurred to me, and it makes perfect sense, I'd have to go back and look at the Ollie North case and see how that played out exactly. But what you're suggesting is that this committee on the weaponization of the federal government could call, for example, Jim Jordan. You know, he could call himself before his own committee and immunize himself, say, you know, whatever you say before this committee cannot be used against you in court of law, and then say, you know, what did Trump say to you, or did you have conversations with Trump during the insurrection, and he could tell the story, and that would be the end of that, right? In other words, he couldn't be held accountable for it. Is that what you're suggesting?
Right, yeah. Exactly.
It's possible. It makes perfect sense. Yeah. I don't know to what extent a congressional immunization carries over to a DOJ prosecution. I where those two things come into conflict, because you've got two separate branches of government operating under their own separate rules. On the other hand, Congress is the first among equals. It is, literally, it's the first among equals. Article 1 is twice as long as Article 2, which is twice as long as Article 3, for example. And Article 1, basically, the president has to answer to Congress, has to give a report every year, all those other things. And the Supreme Court operates under regulations and exceptions defined by Congress. So Congress is really where all the power is. So... yeah, it's a good question for a constitutional lawyer. I don't know the answer to that question, Arthur. The next time Congressman Khanna is on, is he going to be on next week? Do you know, Sean? He's going to be on Friday this week. Oh, he'll be on day after tomorrow. When Congressman Khanna comes on, Arthur, give us a call back and ask him that question, would you?
Okay. I'll try to remember, but
no guarantees. Yeah. Okay. Thanks a lot, Arthur. Okay. Great to hear from you. Kevin in Austin, Texas. Hey, Kevin, what's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, sir? I just had a quick question. After all the years of watching, you know, Republican obstructionism, watching them refuse to answer subpoenas or turn over documentation, what obligation do Democrats have to work with any of their, you know, their committees at all? They pretty much laid down the rules for this, ignore and obstruct until the next election cycle. Why should we do anything with them or for them?
Yeah, you know, this is like the blue slip thing. You know, the when Mitch McConnell was shoving judges through, there's this thing called blue slips, where if you either turn it in or don't turn it in, I forget which it is. If you're, for example, you're the senator from Wisconsin and a judge has been nominated from Wisconsin to the federal bench, through the blue slip process, you can basically object to that judge and that stops the process. So McConnell completely ignored those and just pushed through judge after judge after judge. Even though it was part of the
exactly.
Senate rules, you know, Chuck Schumer now is following the Senate rules and allowing red state senators to blow up judicial nominees from red states, which is really a tragedy, in my opinion. I think he should be ignoring the rules the same way Mitch McConnell did, or change the rule for that matter. But, you know, the fact of the matter is the Republicans didn't follow the rules. And so you're suggesting that the Democrats not follow the rules this time around. You know, the Democrats
exactly.
are rule followers.
I mean, it's ridiculous to have Democrats responding to subpoenas giving from Republicans who never responded to their own subpoenas. It's outrageous.
On the one hand. On the other hand, it's sort of like saying, you know, last week when my buddy Jimmy and I went into that store and he stole a candy bar and got away with it, I've decided that today I'm going to go into the store and do my own shoplifting because, hell, he got away with it. I mean, you know, that's how Republicans think. I don't think that's how the Democrats think. So
that's not how I think. I know that.
Exactly. So my guess is that that's not how it's going to play out. But, geez, it's hard.
It just seems to be ridiculously one-sided. I mean, they were messing with Donald Trump and his stolen documents for like 2 years. Yeah. This stuff with Biden cropped up 2 days ago, and the DOJ already has an investigation open. How does that happen?
Right. Well, it happens. I mean, you know, even the media, CNN, there was one of the Substack newsletters I read. I forget which one this morning was talking about how CNN, I think it might have been David Sirota's or Judd Legum's, was talking about how CNN mentioned over 100 times this false equivalence yesterday. Even Fox News didn't do it 100 times. They only did it like 30 or 40 times. You know, because the Republicans are saying, oh, my God, you know, there were, you know, secure top secret documents in Biden's office when he was no longer vice president. Well, I mean, those documents could have been things that are classified, but are still in floating around in the public. I mean, you know, the WikiLeaks, the vast majority of the stuff that WikiLeaks published was secret, was classified. And it remains classified. And yet you can find it on the internet, you know, any old time you want, because WikiLeaks published it. And so, you know, if Biden had or somebody on his staff had printed out something from WikiLeaks that had to do with the Trump campaign, for example, you know, that would be a classified document. That might be what they're talking about. We just have no idea. We have no idea if it's, you know, serious stuff or not. We have no idea how it got there. We have no idea, you know, what level of classification. There are some things that are classified that really have no business being classified. And then there are other things that are like drop dead, you know, top secret, holy cow, national security. And it looks like that latter category was most of the stuff or much of the stuff that Donald Trump stole from the White House, intentionally took down to Florida, lied to the National Archives about for more than a year, lied to the FBI about, lied to his own lawyers about, and then finally got busted for. And it looks like he still got more of it. Which is completely different from Biden, you know, when they were packing up his office to move it and came across these documents and said, hey, what about this? And his lawyers immediately called the Department of Justice and the National Archives and said, we've got some top secret documents here, some classified documents. We don't even know what the level of classification is. We've got some documents here and, you know, somebody needs to take a look at this stuff. So, you know, stay tuned. We'll see how this shakes out. As to your original question, will Democrats refuse to respond to congressional subpoenas? I don't know. It's going to be real interesting to see. Maybe they will want to go in and do battle because they believe that right and might are on their side. You know, it's hard to say. It's hard to say. Kevin, thanks a lot for the call. It's great to hear from you. And thanks for listening to us on SiriusXM. We'll be right back. It's 46 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Well, California is really getting whacked by these rivers, these atmospheric rivers. This is all from global warming.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. That's 800-307-0603.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Ann Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus, special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit lumberliquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag you're it. Whether you're a history buff, a foodie, or you just want to relax and take in the sights, American Cruise Lines has a little something special for everyone. Choose to explore the mighty Mississippi River with American Cruise Lines. On this amazing journey, you'll discover Civil War history you've only read about. You'll savor exquisite Cajun cuisine in New Orleans and experience the ultimate roots of rock and roll in Memphis. Or you can choose to explore the beautiful Columbia and Snake Rivers. You'll visit the scenic natural landscapes of Multnomah Falls, Mount St. Helens, and the incredible Columbia River Gorge as you retrace the historic steps of Lewis and Clark. Come aboard the newest fleet of American River boats. Relax on your private balcony as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Louise and I love cruising. It's such a great way to vacation. You only unpack once, right? Your hotel goes with you. It's so nice. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. 52 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls. Bill in Eagleville, California. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind?
Hey, Tom. Most of us know that our Constitution was heavily influenced by the Iroquois League. But I would like to point out that, first and most importantly, that Iroquois League was a peace treaty among the 5 and eventually 6 tribes. What if the United States were to offer the world a peace treaty already signed by us that simply says all signees pledge never to attack another signee? If you do, you're kicked off, and the rest of the signees join to end the violence.
Well, with the exception of if you violate this rule, you get kicked off, we did that in, what was it, 47 or 49 when we created the United Nations?
Yeah. I think this
was the whole point of it.
I think the world is more ready for this now, Tom. And I think if we were to offer this and we were already on board, being a rather militaristic country over the last century, I think at least 90% of the world's nations would want to sign on. Mm. at which point we could reduce military spending to 10% of what it is now and be about 100 times safer.
Right. You're singing John Lennon's song Imagine. And, you know, I'm with you in spirit. Okay. You know, whether we can pull that off or not, a whole other thing, but I'm with you in spirit.
Bill,
go ahead.
I think the world population would... It's
the population would love it. You know, I don't believe that most Russians, for example, you know, want their government invading Ukraine. But it's not
exactly.
You know, sadly,
exactly.
More than half of the world's governments are not democracies.
Right.
So there's your problem.
Well, I just wanted to put that out there.
Well, you did a great job of it, Bill. Thank you very much for that, Bob, in Ormond Beach, Florida. Hey, Bob, what's on your mind today?
Well, one of the things is the terminology that all of the mainstream media is using, particularly currently in reference to the Biden and the documents.
Mm-hmm.
When I heard the first thing this morning was Biden responded for the first time, he responded. And I'm like, why don't they just say the president responded to this issue by stating this?
Right, well, he just learned about it yesterday, right?
And all of the headlines and all of the news feeds have all these descriptive terms, you know, shocking, unprecedented, never before, and he was destroyed. Why don't they just give us the information? If they wanted to put these descriptive terms in, make them normal. Everything doesn't have to be a fantastic, extravagant term.
Yeah. Well, one of the problems is that the media in the United States is basically addicted to eyeballs. You know, if it bleeds,
right.
It bleeds.
Right, the ratings issue.
Yeah.
I mean, with Cronkite and Hunley Brinkley and the others, it was a service. It was a...
Well, it was required by law.
Provided to the public.
The Fairness Doctrine required that radio and television stations provide, quote, program in the public interest, and that was interpreted to be actual news, and that's why NBC, CBS, and ABC all lost money on their news operations. That was the price of their television stations having their licenses renewed every year. And that all went away in 1987 when Ronald Reagan blew it up. Congress passed a reinstatement in 1988, passed a reinstatement of the Fairness Doctrine. It passed both houses, the House and the Senate. Reagan vetoed it. So, you know, here we are.
Of course. He also caused this issue with the planes by helping to break up the unions for the traffic controllers.
Yep. Yeah, his war on PATCO. And that was in the third or fourth month of his administration. I mean, that was one of the very first things he did, was go after one of three unions that had actually supported him. Bob, thanks for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. That's 800-880-5013.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the...
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.